McDermott and Dave.
Conversation, crack,
and the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today FM.
Our next guest arrived here in Ireland at the age of 11 from a war-torn Iraq. 17 years later, he was scoring points for the Leitrim Hurlers in Croke Park. Zach Moradi arrived to Carrick-on-Shannon in Leitrim with his family through a United Nations refugee resettlement programme and said that the Irish community welcomed them with open arms. Well, this morning, over 200 Muslims are celebrating Eid al-Adha in GAA headquarters in Dublin. And Zach is on the line to chat all about this and more. How are you, Zach?
How are you, Kevin? Thanks for having me.
No problem at all. Where are you in the country today?
I'm just in my own place. I'm getting ready to get on to see the mother and the family.
Okay, so your folks are in Leitrim, are they?
No, I live in Dublin. I live in Talla. All my family are in Talla.
Ah, right. So you just play for Leitrim, but live in Talla. And are we right to say Eid Mubarak for this festival as well as the last Eid that we were talking about on the show?
Sorry, say that again?
Do we say Eid Mubarak for this festival, Eid al-Adha, the same as we did for Eid a little while ago?
Yeah, well, in Arabic they say Eid Mubarak. In Kurdish right. We say Jeshen Mubarak.
Jeshen Mubarak, right.
Jeshen Mubarak, he's saying it.
Okay, and there's 200 Muslims going to Croke Park, and I know the same festival pretty much happened last year as well, didn't it, in Croke Park?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. I think there's 500 today.
Oh, wow.
There's 200 last year, there's 500 today there. Look, it's... When I look at it, Eid Mubarak and, you know, Christmas and all this, it's all the same thing, nearly. Of course, it just, we celebrate at a different time of the year.
Mm.
You know, I've a lot of Irish friends and I go for dinners and stuff like that. You know, it's the same thing. And the night before, they go to Mass or, you know, they don't, you know, even if they're not practicing Catholic, you know.
Yeah, and I know though, because we were celebrating the last Eid, it was the one after, basically the feast after the long fast, and this is slightly different. In terms of like, are there more presents given and all that kind of thing? Can you describe what kind of generally happens on today after all the celebrations?
Today is... It goes on for 3 days, right? And literally, it's just meeting up with family and friends, you know. And like, there's a big Kurdish community, you know, in Talla. So, and some of us, we mightn't go into each other's houses probably once a year or once in 6 months. So, day like today, we'll see each other and just have a chat and stuff, you know. We're ringing, I have aunties and cousins and relations all over Europe, and then we just be ringing all day and see how are they getting on over the last year or the last 6 months. And you know yourself, same thing with Christmas, and you just be meeting up with people you don't see, you know.
Well, sounds exactly like Christmas, yeah.
Well, there's a nice community element though, isn't there, Zach? Like a lot of the food and the celebration, there's a consciousness that, yeah, you're kind of sharing gifts and sharing, you know, meals with each other, but actually there's, you know, there's a charity element to it and helping members of the community as well, isn't there?
Yeah, no, that's it. It's the main thing about, you know, all these Ramadan and Eid Mubarak and all, it's really a charity week, you know?
Mm.
And it's... like the way my family do it, right, and we'll raise about to say $2,000, you know, just between our own family, you know, and then to say we have relations in Iran and we ring our uncles, you know, if you know any poor people, you know, give it to the poor that needs it, you know, and so they'd be able to have the same as everybody else, you know. It's like Christmas here as well, and you know, people get looked after, even the poor in Ireland, you know, they're going to have Christmas on the same as everybody else.
Yeah.
Whether poor or rich.
And that's
same with the Muslim community in Ireland, and they do exactly the same thing, you know.
And I know you mentioned you're part of the Kurdish community, and there's a good, you know, there's a good grouping of Kurdish members in Talla even. But from your home country, is the Kurdish community spread right across? Is it from a particular area or location or province? How does it work?
There'll be 10 million Kurds in Iran, and there'll be about another 6 million in Kurdistan and northern Iraq. And there's obviously in the Turkestan of Turkey, there's 20 million Kurds, you know.
Mm.
But if you draw a map, we all come in together. It was just divided in the 1920s, you know, by the Brits. But we all, like, the Kurds in, like, I'm in Kurdistan of Iran, where my uncles and all live, and literally a puck of a ball, you know, they're literally in about 10 minutes drive, they're in Kurdistan of Iraq, and we have relations there, and then we're all, you know, just shows, you know, we have good relation on the both sides, you know, and it's just literally a border, you know.
Yeah.
But then, before in the 1920s, there was no borders, you know.
Yeah,
there was
gotcha.
No such a thing as Iraq or anything like that, you know.
Yeah. And in Croke Park today, there were 500 Muslims going in. What will happen? What is the celebration that will happen in Croke Park today?
I say it's more like, one thing I know about Muslims, a lot of, they like going for a prayer, and a lot of it is actually meeting people and new people as well you come across, you know. And I've noticed, you know, sometimes a lot of the Kurdish people, you know, some of them will go to there's a small little mosque in Tala, some of them will go there, and then you might meet other people, other Kurds that you don't know, you know. But in Croke Park, obviously with this COVID, you know, the mosques and all that are not able to, you know, obviously take in 500
of course,
people,
so
they're small, you know. So I'd say in Croke Park probably is just you know, it's a big place, and then, you know, a lot of people can go and pray, and it's great publicity for the GAA as well. And then I've even noticed last year, when I was in Croke Park, I'd seen all the world, all the news, and Al Jazeera, you know, one of the biggest news channels in the world, was talking about it. And even in the Middle East, the whole news was all about, you know, Croke Park, you know, letting Muslims in praying. Look, it's about diversity and bringing people together as well, you know, and
yeah.
sharing all the people sharing their cultures. And you know, and like there's about close to 100,000 Muslims. You would never think of that though either, you know, but like, it's not, a lot of people just think, you know, Muslims, like, you know, like, I'm a Muslim, I don't pray, but I'm still a Muslim, you know, I still celebrate, you know, all other Muslims celebrate. Same as Catholic people, they celebrate Christmas, that's me,
yeah. Yeah, people who don't go to Mass but fill in the Catholic box on the census.
Yeah, but a lot of people would still celebrate the big occasions,
yeah.
you know, like Christmas and Easter and all those things. We can absolutely relate to that. How are the Leitrim hurlers doing these days?
Oh, like, they're not doing good this year now, I tell you. They're not doing good, you know. But, you know, the thing is, you know, it's sometimes people, you know, we all be thinking it's about winning, but, like, you know, the lads that play with Leitrim, and it's, you know, they'll just put in, you know, like, just say, I'm gone, I kind of just pulled away this year because of work, and there's, like, loads of other people as well, they're 30, just kind of, so the next generation, they're all 18, 19, 20, you know, so it's, so, like, they're only starting from fresh, you know, it's kind of just going to learn and try to, you know, we're just trying to move forward in the evening.
Yeah.
You know?
And the line isn't great. I'm sorry, Zach. But just finally, have you shown videos of you hurling to the relations back at home? And what do they make of it?
Oh, yeah. They think it's a mad sport. They call it stick fighting every time I show it.
They're not wrong.
Perfect description of it. Zach Moradi, Leitrim hurler, thanks so much for joining us. And as we said, Eid Mubarak today.
Thanks very much. Thank
Cheers.
You for
all the best.
See you later.
Bye.
Dermot and Dave. Weekdays from 9 a.m. Today.